Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
And service. It's 81 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a joint briefing, President Trump and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer expressed disappointment and frustration with Russia's President Vladimir Putin over continued strikes on Ukrainian cities. ABC's Karen Travers says Starmer felt the allies must ramp up the pressure on Russia.
The president was not cleared what kind of pressure he would be willing to put on President Putin to get him to agree to a peace settlement. In fact, the pressure he was talking about was on European countries who are still purchasing oil from Russia. And at this point, it's only just a handful, because most of those countries had stopped doing it 3.5 years ago when the war began.
A key CDC vaccine advisory panel meeting today and tomorrow to review and vote on vaccine policies for children. It includes the MMRV, hepatitis B, and COVID-19 vaccines. Medical groups sounding the alarm due to the new members who have expressed vaccine skepticism. On Wall Street, stocks are up this hour. Investors bolstered by yesterday's interest rate cut. This is ABC News. 76 days after deadly floods hit central Texas, Governor Greg Abbott meeting with families affected by the disaster.
With at least 135 deaths and billions in property damage from the July 4th floods, Governor Greg Abbott says
the emergency doesn't end the day the water stops rising.
The literal flood was met by a flood of support in fundraising events like country star George Strait's benefit concert. Abbott brought checks totaling $7 million in donations to flood victims like Reese Whitley, who says his small portion will go a long way.
We've lost literally everything.
Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
Starbucks employees in three states are suing the company over its new dress code and the costs involved. Since May, they've been required to wear black shirts and khaki, black or blue denim bottoms, among other requirements. Workers in Illinois, Colorado, and California say Starbucks is violating state laws by refusing to reimburse those who had to buy new clothes to comply. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you could trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, PMI Windows, Prem Meats, Allied Ready Mix, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, Dairy Hardware, Richland Family Prescription Center, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is mostly sunny and 81 degrees at 1204. Partly sunny and warm today with spotty showers or thunderstorms possible, high 84. Some clouds tonight, isolated showers are possible, low 61. And mostly cloudy and cooler tomorrow, a 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms with a high of 76. Currently in Richland Center, once again, it's mostly sunny. The winds are out of the northwest at 2 miles per hour, and our temperature is 81 degrees.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap, to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessarellc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
Today is Thursday, September 18th. Good afternoon for WRCO News. I'm Tim Thede. Authorities in the Wisconsin Dells are investigating a death that happened near the Wisconsin River last night. According to the Wisconsin Dells Police Department, the Kilbourne Fire Department was called to the 29 block of Broadway Avenue at 1147 for a report of a person falling into the Wisconsin River. Nearly an hour and a half later, the Kilbourne Fire Department spotted and recovered the man's body. Police say that they do not suspect it was caused by foul play, although they were still investigating the death as of this morning. The man's identity has not yet been released by police. A Red Cross blood drive was held yesterday at the Community Center in Richland Center. During the blood drive, 14 pints of Power Reds and 57 pints of whole blood were collected. There were 71 donors, which came close to the goal of 75. The next blood drive in Richland Center will be held on November 19th. The Universities of Wisconsin system adds security screenings for Board of Regents meetings this week. Attendees will be required to walk through metal detectors, and anyone who refuses a screening has a probation item, it will be denied entry. The Regents meet Thursday and Friday on the UW-Madison campus. Prohibited items include weapons, illegal substances, large banners, flags or signs on sticks, and noise-making devices. University officials reported in July at least four homes owned by members of the Boards of Regents, including two in Madison, were vandalized with pro-Palestinian slogans. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is reinstating its COVID-19 vaccine recommendations. Chief Medical Officer Ryan Westergaard says that they recommended individuals 6 months and older to get a COVID booster during the fall respiratory virus season. Westergaard says evidence continues to show that COVID-19 vaccines lowered the chance of severe illnesses across age groups, which is especially important for people who might be at higher risk. Governor Tony Evers issued an executive order Monday requiring the state to set its own COVID vaccine guidelines after federal HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. limited vaccine eligibility. Democratic state lawmakers are circulating a proposed bill that would allow Wisconsin residents struggling with suicidal thoughts to add themselves to a do-not-sell list for firearms. The legislation is meant to allow those individuals to voluntarily give up access to firearms if they feel it's unsafe for them to have one. Research shows suicide attempts that do not involve a firearm are rarely fatal, but are nearly always fatal when they do. People who add themselves to the list could later apply to be removed from the database after a waiting period. State Republicans have introduced a proposed bill aimed at upholding First Amendment protections of universities of Wisconsin campuses. The legislation would prohibit the university system from restricting legal speech that does not substantially disrupt the functioning of the university. It also states that the universities must conduct surveys on academic freedoms and perceived political bias. If passed into law, universities that do not adhere to the legislation would be required to include a disclaimer on all admissions notices for the following 4 years. A new round of state grant funding could help meet demand for skilled drivers. Sean Maloney reports.
The Commercial Driver Training Grant Program, created by the Department of Workforce Development, aims to provide sustainable wages, help Wisconsinites obtain their commercial driver's license, and meet demand in one of the state's most in-demand fields. The program reimburses the cost of training students for a CDL up to $30,000. Democratic Governor Tony Evers provided $500,000 for the program as part of the 2025-27 biennial budget. More info on the program can be found on the DWD website. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
A Milwaukee police officer shot and injured a man late last night. A statement says it happened after a traffic stop led to a foot chase on West Greenfield Avenue. Police say the 21-year-old suspect ran from the car, ignored commands to stop, and tried to grab a gun he had dropped. The officers then fired, hitting the man, who was taken to the hospital with injuries not life-threatening. The officer is a 6-year veteran, and he is now on routine administrative leave. A woman is dead. A Milwaukee police officer hit her with his squad car. Milwaukee police say an officer was checking on the welfare of an individual that was walking in and out of the street on the south side late Tuesday morning when the officer's vehicle struck a woman lying on the entrance of an alley. She later died at a hospital. An autopsy by the Milwaukee County Medical Examiner will determine her cause of death. The 18-year veteran officer involved is on administrative duty as the Waukesha Police Department leads an investigation. The Elkhorn School District is stepping up security after threats were made against a staffer. Raymond Newpert reports.
Fox 6 Milwaukee reports the threats started last Friday after an online conservative influencer falsely accused elementary school assistant principal Cindy Rayberg of mocking the death of conservative commenter Charlie Kirk. The school was inundated with calls and messages threatening Rayberg even after the influencer issued an apology and correction. Elkhorn police are increasing their presence in the district, and the administration is going to be pursuing legal action against people who made those threats. Raymond Newpert, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport is enhancing the international part of its name. Construction began Tuesday on a new international concourse. The $95 million project will reopen the once-abandoned Concourse E with two flexible gates for both international and domestic flights. The concourse was originally planned to reopen in 2021, but that was delayed due to an airport revenue troubles related to the COVID-19 pandemic. The project's completion date is set for late 2027. And the Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection is launching a new consumer protection toolkit. Trade and Consumer Protection Division Administrator Michelle Reinen says the toolkits help DATCAP inform people about common consumer protection issues. Reinen says toolkits include information about common scams and frauds and which age groups are primarily targeted and the different types of scams out there. Toolkits contain infographics, promotional posters, and links to resources, guides, and fact sheets. More information can be found on DATCAP's website. WRCO News Time is 12:16. WRCO News will continue right after this with this week's Richland County History Moment.
If you're worried about the cost of college, you're not alone. With rising tuition and added expenses, a traditional four-year university can quickly become out of reach. That's where Southwest Tech comes in. The tuition is about 45% less than in-state rates at four-year universities without sacrificing quality or opportunity. With over 60 career-focused programs, hands-on learning, and real-world training, Southwest Tech makes college affordable and achievable. Tour today. Apply anytime. This is where you belong. Learn more at swtc.edu.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
Now's the time to cash in on big savings at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Get up to $10,500 off in pre-ordered savings on select hay and forage equipment, including roll belt round balers and disc bind disc mower conditioners. Need more? How about up to a $1,500 trade-in allowance on qualifying disc bind disc mower conditioners? That's right. Upgrade your hang operation with the power, reliability, and performance of New Holland equipment and put more money back in your pocket. But don't wait too long. These special offers end September 30th. Call or stop in today and talk to the team at Simpson Tractor in Richland Center, where service meets savings in the field.
Currently, it's mostly sunny and 82 degrees at 12:18. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
School days. And are you old enough to remember the McGuffey Reader or possibly had the opportunity to read fun with Dick and Jane books? And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to a Google search on McGuffey readers, the following information was found. The McGuffey readers were a textbook series used in schools throughout the United States during the 19th and early 20th centuries. The readers emphasized the fundamental skills of reading and writing, but included stories on a wide range of subject matter. The original four readers were compiled by William Holmes McGuffey, with the fifth and the sixth being added by his brother Alexander. Here's how each one would break down. The McGuffey Primer was the first. It introduces the alphabet and basic reading concepts. The McGuffey First Reader focused on phonics and basic word recognition. McGuffey's second reader builds on the first with more complex sentences and stories. McGuffey's third reader introduces vocabulary and more challenging text. McGuffey's fourth reader, designed for advanced students with selections from classic literature. McGuffey's fifth reader contains a wider variety of literary extracts. And finally, the McGuffey sixth reader was a rhetorical reader for advanced students. Perhaps you're old enough to also remember Fun with Dick and Jane books. It was a series that followed the McGuffey reader. From the mid to latter 1800s and into the 1920s, the McGuffey reader was the common text. Then, Dick and Jane readers were a series of basic reading which widened the American elementary schools from the 1930s to the 1960s. Particularly emphasized in the 1950s were the 80% of first graders, which was created by William S. Gray and Zerna Sharp. Those books aimed to teach reading through the whole word method, as it were, focusing on recognizing words as whole units rather than through hooked on phonics drills. The series featured the characters Dick, Jane, Sally, and their parents. They also had a dog named Spot. In simple, repetitive stories, it's set in a suburban American landscape. Besides teaching reading, Dick and Jane set examples of positive contributions. They did their chores, they were helpful with other people, especially their neighbors, and were kind to others. Laughing at baby Sally was also done, but in good fun. What happened to change this from the whole word method? Well, social changes. It was the 1960s. Popular now was Hoffman, Mifflin, and Random House, both which were asked to challenge, if it were, could they write in engaging children's primers using 220 vocabulary words? Indeed, they could. The resulting book was called, and here's your title, The Cat in the Hat, dated 1957. That book changed Theodore Geisel's career by making him a household name. But it also changed the trajectory of children's literature. Children's books no longer had to be white bread stories, as they called it. It was devoured in imagination. Dr. Seuss worked to erode the power of look and say reading methods in what was now entrenched in the schools. For many reasons, Dick and Jane earned a place in our nation's history. Their names are synonymous with early reading books. And if you should still have a copy of one of those Dick and Jane books, well, you may be in luck. They're considered very valuable collector items. Listen next week for the history of Richland County, covering the Lone Rock and one version of how Lone Rock got its name.
It's a chance to go back to school. The Richland County Historical Society invites you to the Aikie School Museum Sunday afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. through September. Renew your one-room school memories or learn how your grandparents and great-grandparents learned. Admission is free, but donations are always appreciated. The Aikie School Museum is located on County Highway TB, midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60 at Gotham.
Nominations for the 2025 Vernon County Awards close tomorrow at noon. This annual celebration honors the people, businesses, and organizations shaping Vernon County's future while celebrating its rich traditions. The awards banquet will be held November 6th at Venue in the Valley, Coon Valley's newest event space. Don't miss your chance to recognize someone who makes a difference. View this year's categories and submit your nominations today. 2025 award categories include Small Businesses of the Year Award, Legacy Small Business of the Year, Large Business of the Year, Community Impact, Nonprofit Excellence, Event of the Year, Young Leaders, Partnership for Progress, and Heritage Preservation and Culture Development Award. You can find more information and submit nominations at vernoncountywi.gov/departments/community_development/2025_awards.php. The Baraboo Area Chambers of Commerce will present Oktoberfest this Saturday at Circus World. Festmasters Pete and Rebecca Ottinger will open the festivities, by tapping the golden keg at 3:30. That'll be the cue for the Barabrew Wisconsin Sing Beer Choir to start singing. They're the opening act for Griffey Jim and Polka Dots, who take center stage at the Hippodrome from 4 to 6. A costume contest and other games will take place from 6 to 7 as this year's headline act. Chicago's dance rock band Electro Retro prepares to perform from 7 to 9. Admission buttons cost $10 in advance at the Chambers Visitor Center in West Baraboo. Admission will be $12 on the day of the event. For more information, visit OktoberfestBaraboo.com. The Muscadet Chamber of Commerce Fall Opener will be held Saturday at St. John's Gym in Muscadet. Doors will open at 5 and dinner will be served at 6:45. There will be a live auction, silent auction, and raffles. Tickets are $50 each or $2 for $90. Advanced ticket purchase is suggested, but walk-ins are welcome. Advanced tickets are available at Community First Bank in Muscadet and Walsh's Ace Hardware in Muscadet and Richland Center. You can purchase tickets from Steve Schneider also by calling 608-604-9080. Frank's Hill will be open to the public for observance of the autumnal equinox. Fall officially begins at 1:19 Monday afternoon, September 22nd. Everyone is invited to gather at the Effigy Mound site near Muscadet to view the sunset and gather around a campfire on the evening of Saturday, September 20th to bid farewell to the summer. Early risers are welcome to view the sunrise on the morning Saturday through Tuesday, September 20th through the 23rd, or sunsets on those days as weather permits. The site also may be visited during the day anytime to see the mounds and the Grand Vista. The Three Eagles Foundation will have a tour guide available at 6 Saturday evening prior to sunset. Participants should arrive by 6:30 to view the sunset, and the events are subject to suitable weather conditions. A short hike will be required at the top of the hill that offers a view of the lower Wisconsin River Valley. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking input from residents on its updated Wisconsin Wildlife Action Plan for the next 10 years. The Wildlife Action Plan is meant to help the agency, its partners, and other conservation groups track native plants, animals, and the state of their habitats to inform future policy decisions. The plan was last updated in 2015, and the updated plan will run from 2025 through 2035. Residents can find more information on the updated plan and submit their comments on the Department of Natural Resources website. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue is now accepting applications for its Innovation Grant Program. According to a press release, the grant program provides funding for local municipalities and tribal governments to transfer services like public safety, economic development, and fire protection to another municipality, tribe, or organization. Grant recipients will receive funding for 25% of the costs related to transferring the services and can receive up to $10 million per year. The application is available on the DOR's website. And today's winners of $50 each in St. Anthony's calendar raffle are Cody Even on ticket number 640 and Deb Pardoon on ticket number 592. WRCO News Time is 12:28. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Good oral health leads to better overall health. Brush twice a day, floss regularly, and don't forget to see your dentist. At Village Family Dental, we have a full-time certified orthodontist ready to care for your smile. Schedule your appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or free orthodontic exam. prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream and causing other health issues. Keep your mouth healthy with Village Family Dental and Orthodontics in Spring Green. Call now to make an appointment. Your health starts with your smile.
Breast health is self-health. Reedsburg Area Medical Center is celebrating October Breast Cancer Awareness Month. The technologists at RAMC are skilled and compassionate, ready to assist you in your mammogram experience. Call Medical Imaging at 768-6229 to schedule your appointment. After all, don't you owe it to yourself? Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in breast health.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Richard A. Ewing, 76 of Viroqua, died September 11th at home. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center tomorrow from 11 until 2. Burial will be held at the Mill Creek Cemetery at a later date. Richard Ewing is survived by his wife, Val, daughter, Stephanie and Steve Waite of Johnson Creek, two stepchildren, Edward and Megan Matheen of Kenosha, and Jeremy Matheen of Wausau, many grandchildren, sister, Mary Ann and Mark Klein of Lehi, Utah, an aunt, and many other relatives and friends. Richard A. Ewing, 76 of Viroqua. Louis E. Louis Williams, 98 of Richland Center, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held tomorrow at 11:30 at St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church in Richland Center. Burial will follow at the church cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Friends may call at the church tomorrow from 9:30 until the time of Mass at 11:30, where a final salute will be conducted by the local Veterans Military Memorial Honors Unit. Memorials may be made to Pine Valley Foundation or St. Mary of the Assumption Catholic Church. The Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Louis Williams is survived by his children, Thomas and Jane Williams of Richland Center, Chris and Diana Williams of Eau Claire, Cecilia and Steve Salautos of Grafton, David and Karen Williams of Round Rock, Texas, Mary Lou and Tony Preston of Keller, Texas, and Ruthie and Todd Lemke of Rosholt. 11 grandchildren and 6 great-grandchildren. Louis E. Louis Williams, 98 of Richland Center. Eric Coe, 80 of Richland Center, died Tuesday. Graveside services will be held on Friday, September 26th, at 1 at the Richland Center Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with their arrangements. Eric Coe is survived by his daughter, Rachel Coe, a granddaughter, 2 great-grandchildren, a brother, Alan and Barbara Coe, a sister, Janelle Cole, and Roger Swigum. Special friends, Pam and Walt. Nieces, nephews, and many friends. Eric Cole, 80, of Richland Center.
Are you looking for amazing meat without breaking the bank? Come on down to Prem Meats, your local state-approved butcher shop in Spring Green and Prairie du Sac. From juicy beef to tender pork, chicken, and fresh seafood, they've got it all. Most of it made from their own perfected family recipes. Once you try it, you'll keep coming back for more. And hey, don't forget to grab a fresh take-and-bake pizza while you're there. Right on Highway 14 in Spring Green, easy to find, hard to leave. Prem Meats and Catering, the little shop with big savings and even bigger flavor. Oh, and we make your venison taste amazing too.
Hi, this is Kendra at Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
If you or someone you love needs a little help getting up and down, we now carry Mega Motion lift chairs at Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. These are FDA Class 2 medical devices designed to support individuals with mobility challenges safely and comfortably. With smooth lift and recline features and supportive design, they offer both independence and peace of mind. Stop in and see the difference a truly supportive chair can make. Court and Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, where comfort meets community in downtown Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are working hard to give you great service. The pharmacists and staff want you to feel good and to feel good about your pharmacy. You can trust Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy, where local people who know and care about you are always willing to take the time to answer your questions. Experience the difference, safety, and convenience at Boscobel Pharmacy and the Center Pharmacy on Orange Street in Richland Center.
Congratulations to area couples celebrating wedding anniversaries today, Nathan and Nikki Chitwood, Perry and Heidi Wilkinson, Lester and Karen Parker, Ken and Joanne Hansen, Josh and Julie Bollinger, and Christy and Jenny Bladel. Best wishes from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good day. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we are entering an unsettled stretch of weather thanks to a slow-moving low-pressure system out in the Plain States. It's been producing some fairly heavy showers and thunderstorms the last couple of days, mainly west of our region. But now they'll gradually start to develop near us as that system comes in. And we could see around 1 to 2 inches of rain before all is said and done through early next week with some localized higher pockets. Not out of the question, mainly because the showers will be slow movers. So if you happen to get underneath them, you could pick up a quick quarter or half inch. Otherwise, temperatures dropping a bit from where they have been the past several days, but still, it'll be around or slightly above normal right into the mid portion of next week. Again, this unsettled weather may stick with us through about Tuesday or Wednesday before things quiet down slightly. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Look for partly sunny skies, still pretty warm with a high near 84, a spotty shower or thunderstorm expected, southeast wind up to 5 miles per hour. Some cloud cover tonight with isolated showers here and there, temperature down to 61. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and cooler with a 40% chance of spotty showers and thunderstorms, high near 76. Friday night, scattered showers and thunderstorms are likely, low at 59. On Saturday, mostly cloudy with a few periods of rain and possible thunderstorms, high 74. As we head into Sunday, mostly cloudy, pockets of rain and thunderstorms likely once again, low 59, high 73. Monday looks muggy with breaks of sunshine. A brief shower or thunderstorm is possible. Low about 60, high 78. Tuesday mixed skies with a few showers. Low 57, high 74. And Wednesday variably cloudy. Isolated showers possible yet. Low 56 with a high near 72. Well, enjoy the warm weather today and a stray shower possible. We'll have updates here on WRCO. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
Currently in Richland Center, it is partly cloudy and 81 degrees after a morning low of 58. Yesterday's high was 87 and we received no precipitation. Record high set back in 1955 is 93 degrees with a record low of 34 that was set back in 1959. Last year's high was 86 with a low of 47. Sunset takes place tonight at 7:07 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:45. Winds are out of the north-northeast at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.99, and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 81 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Have you heard what the ethanol business is up to lately? Catch up today on Farm to Fork. 4 months ago, I began airing a message about the possibility that the dozen regional centers for agricultural safety and health were at risk of closing because of funding cuts. I've now learned that those funds will not be shut off and that the centers may continue operating. One center representative said, quote, "We are convinced that media visibility and support helped turn the tide." So, let's pick up where I left off with our 2025 Farm Safety and Health campaign. A farm can be a wonderful place to grow up, but it can also be a dangerous place. Statistically, a child dies on a farm every 3 days somewhere in America. That needs to be fixed. Do whatever you can to make sure your kids keep safety top of mind, working or playing. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork, through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. The company known as POET is the largest ethanol producer in the world. Doug Bervin is VP of Corporate Affairs.
Bioethanol is currently the largest market for corn in the United States. We buy about 37% of the U.S. corn crop. Now, that's very different than saying we consume 37% of the corn. We only consume the starch of the corn plant. All the protein, the fiber, the oils go right back to what corn has typically been grown for in the past. So we are not depleting the world of nutrition here. We're enhancing the world of nutrition.
Bervin pictures only growth ahead for ethanol.
There's a lot of talk about sustainable aviation fuel, marine fuel using ethanol, higher blends of ethanol in the United States and around the world. It can be done, and it will be done, hopefully, because, frankly, the world needs this. We need a change of attitude.
And says Bervin, if the ethanol industry is doing well,
bioproducts or bioethanol are a catalyst to successful agriculture. And successful agriculture, profitable agriculture, is key to solving some of the world's most pressing issues: climate change, poverty, hunger, disease.
Tomorrow, generating electricity with cow manure. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update from Brownfield on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Tim Slack Auction and Realty, LLC, offering professional auction service and real estate, household hay, firewood, produce, and farm machinery. Visit timslackauctionrealty.com for more information on upcoming sales.
Good day, I'm Jared White with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. The one that started it all. In 1926, the founders of Pioneer revolutionized farming with the commercialization of hybrid corn. Plant the 100th season of Pioneer. The United States and Mexico have started public discussions on the USMCA trade agreement ahead of its planned review in 2026. Bree Botts, a gains and oilseed analyst with Terrain, says all three countries rely on each other's ag products, and she's optimistic.
No politician wants to deal with sticky inflation as it relates to food, so I expect positive solutions going forward.
Ag policy specialist Brad Lubin with the University of Nebraska-Lincoln says continued market access will be crucial, especially as demand from major buyers like China has weakened.
We're pushing reaching other markets and having to really grow other opportunities.
Producers can submit feedback to the U.S. Trade Representative's office until November 3rd. Bipartisan legislation intended to shed light on factors behind high fertilizer prices has been reintroduced in the U.S. Senate. Iowa Republican Chuck Grassley says the Fertilizer Research Act addresses farmer concerns about the high cost of inputs.
The ratio of corn prices to phosphate fertilizer prices is the worst that it's ever been. Years of market consolidation and lack of access to fertilizer on the global market due to tariffs have left farmers with few options.
The bill was reintroduced along with Wisconsin Democrat Tammy Baldwin. Grassley says it directs USDA to issue recurring reports on fertilizer markets.
It would also examine whether the current public price reporting is sufficient for market transparency.
He tells Brownfield attaching the Fertilizer Research Act to a skinny farm bill is likely the best way to get it passed. An ag meteorologist says a flash drought is coming to a head across the Corn Belt. Greg Solier tells Brownfield.
Delta region with moderate and some pockets of severe all the way up into parts of Michigan. Good chunk of Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, and points southward, including Missouri and into the lower Mississippi Valley.
The U.S. Drought Monitor on Thursday increased drought intensity across much of the Midwest, especially in the Great Lakes region and Ohio Valley. The senior science fellow with Nutrien Ag Solutions says South American farmers have faced some weather challenges as their planting season gets underway. Eric Snodgrass tells Brownfield.
There have been a few good monsoonal storms that have hit Mato Grosso. It's been much wetter in southern Brazil and into northern Argentina, but they're still in their late winter, very early spring weather pattern.
He says some regions are facing a dry start to the season.
It's been hot up in the Cerrado, which is the main growing areas of Brazil, and dry. So there's not been a tremendous amount of progress, but it would be very early. I mean, it'd be like us talking about planting a crop in the second week of April.
Snodgrass says late September through late October are the most critical months for South American planting. And the USDA reports the sale of 110,000 tons of U.S. corn to Mexico. For these stories and more, visit brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Jared White for Brownfield.
How does a soybean become a Dairyland seed difference maker? It starts in the labs of Corteva Agriscience, where Enlist E3 technology is designed to fight the toughest weeds for the greatest yield potential. Then it's hand-selected by Dairyland seed agronomists to be the ideal fit for Midwestern soils and conditions. Finally, it's tested on acres by farmers like you to ensure it's proven to outperform. It's a long road, but the only way to make a difference. Find your soybean difference maker at DairylandSeedSoybeans.com.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes. Tillage, planting, harvesting.
3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish and cash hogs are mixed. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. All is quiet so far in cash cattle country. A few bids have been renewed in parts of Kansas at $239 on a live basis. So far, they are below current asking prices of $240+ in the South. Asking prices have not been established in the North. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until either late Thursday or into the day on Friday. Boxed beef was lower at midday with choice down 173 at $386.45 and select down $2.16 at $364.21. At winter livestock in Kansas on Wednesday, feeder steers over 700 pounds sold $5 to $8 higher compared to the most recent sale. Feeder heifers under 650 pounds were selling $5 to $10 higher. USDA says there was moderate demand at the sale for a heavy supply. Medium and large one feeder steers 802 pounds to 837 pounds brought $357 to $367.50. Medium and large one feeder heifers 755 to 789 pounds sold for $329 to $346.85. Cash hogs were mixed at midday. Processors were a little more aggressive in their procurement efforts Wednesday afternoon and bid up to move numbers. The market remains largely focused on demand. Thursday's U.S. export sales report from USDA showed China has purchased U.S. pork for 2 weeks in a row. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were up 32 cents at midday with a base range of 95 to 108. The Iowa Minnesota was 2 cents higher at 106.88. The Western Corn Belt was also up 2 cents with the same weighted average price of 106.88. The Eastern Corn Belt was not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hogs were steady to lower at the Midwest cash markets. Barrels and gilts were steady at 75, sows a dollar lower at 69 to 75, boars marked at $25. At the Illinois market, barrels and gilts were steady at 63 to 73, sows steady at 69 to 81, boars priced at 18 to 35. Pork values were higher at midday, up 106 at 112.04. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
The Supplemental Security Income Program provides monthly payments to help meet basic needs, like putting food on the table, paying the rent, or buying new shoes for growing feet. You may qualify if your income and financial resources are low, and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. Call 1-800-772-1213 or go to ssa.gov/SSI to start to apply. Produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Soybeans and corn are lower, cattle and hogs are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Speed wins. That's why Stein's focused on delivering higher-yielding genetics faster than the competition, why they release more new Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today. The big bearish issue is the lack of new crop export demand from China due to tariff tensions. Phone calls expected between President Xi and President Trump tomorrow, but that's mostly expected to focus on tech issues, not ag trade. And beans continue to watch the U.S. harvesting and planting activity in South America. November beans are down 6 1/4 at 10.37 1/2. January 6 1/4 lower at 10.56 3/4. October meals down 90 at 283. October bean oils down 63 at 5061. Corn's lower, also watching the U.S. harvest move forward and monitoring the early start to planting in Argentina and Brazil. Export sales were up on the week, and Mexico bought more U.S. corn this morning. December's down 2 1/2 at 424 1/4. March corn's 2 3/4 lower at 441 3/4. And wheat has turned lower. Recent rain has helped wheat planting in the southern plains, and there's precip in the forecast for the soft red winter area. U.S. export sales were above a week ago, but lower than average. December Chicago's down 3 3/4 at 524 1/2. December Kansas City's down 5 1/4 at 511. December Minneapolis is 1 3/4 lower at 572 1/4. Live and feeder cattle are higher ahead of direct business and Friday's on feeder port. October live 77 higher at 231.87. December's up 117 at 233.85. October feeders are $1.77 higher at 350.90. And hogs are up in the higher midday move in pork and the steady to firm cash business. October is 30 higher at 97.62 and December leans up 22 at 87.87. Crude oil's down modestly. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetu with Tim Stock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a small crowd, large squares topped at $180 a ton, and large rounds at $105 a ton. Call 608-723-4020 for more info. We have a few auctions coming up. Keep an eye out on our website. We have realtors looking to sell your real estate. Give us a call, 608-723-4020, or go to www.timstockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hestetu. Have a great day.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
From start to finish, Harchi Lumber has everything you need to get the job done right. Save time and money and find all your building supplies in one convenient place. Serving this area since 1969, Harchi Lumber, located on Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg, offers a full selection of lumber, steel roofing and siding, and complete home and pool building materials. They even provide custom-built prefab wall panels with delivery and setup available using their own crane truck. Call Harchi Lumber today at 985-7207 and get your project off the ground with experience you can trust.
Insight into food price trends. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Overall food inflation rose more than 3% over the last year. Food at home, or groceries, increased by 2.7% year over year. David Ortega, a food economist with Michigan State University, shares some of the areas he continues to monitor.
You look at, you know, the end of the year, really the holiday period. A couple areas that I'm going to be keeping a very close eye on are going to be poultry prices, especially any impacts from high path avian influenza. We saw some turkey facilities hit recently, which is concerning because it's pretty early still in the fall. And we have the big turkey holiday just a couple months away. But also as we get, you know, closer to November, December, there's a lot of food spending that takes place, a lot of the baking, a lot of the holiday shopping. And so, you know, that increase in demand, you know, can lead to higher prices, especially if we have more disruptions on the supply side of the market.
Some of the other factors that can impact food prices include supply chain resilience, energy costs, and the labor market. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
For far too long, seed discount offers have been too complicated. But today, the Seed Pros of Channel make our stand. No more confusion. No more long-winded radio ads. Just simple savings. 0% financing with early pay discounts. Today, we show up with an easier way to save on seed. Talk to your Channel Seed Pro to get all the details and see what you could be saving. Channel. All in. All season.
It's another season of Green Bay Packers football, and I've got you covered every step of the way with the Titleton Report. Hi, I'm Bill Scott. Each weekday, I'll bring you the latest news on the Green Bay Packers, injuries, game previews, post-game reaction, and insight you won't get anywhere else. From training camp to the playoffs, it's your daily connection to the green and gold. Don't miss a report this season. Catch Bill Scott's Titleton Report free and on demand at WRN.com.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
Farming has no set hours, no weekends off. The work can feel endless, but wrapping up that last acre makes it all worth it. At Rank Seed, we get it. We know the pain and joy of farming because our family's been doing it since 1846. Our seed will work as hard as you do. We think you'll crack a smile when the combine rolls. Rank Seed. Results since 1846.
John Deere is putting in work and putting up highlights.
Oh man, look at those passes.
Tillage, planting, harvesting. 3 years in and these pre-owned machines are still at the top of their game. We're talking reliability, performance, and long-term potential.
And get this, these veteran machines can pick up the latest precision tech with ease.
You know it, and fans ready to add John Deere certified pre-owned equipment and more options to their lineup can shop at machinefinder.com.
Booyah!
Come visit the Aikie School Museum Sundays, June through September, from 1 to 4 in the afternoon. See the history and all of the one-room school relics that are available for you. It's located midway between Twin Bluffs and Highway 60. Come visit us this summer.
You get more out of life when you go out to a movie.
Hey, Rock and Rollers, this is Phil Nee letting you know we'll be on the air live from the Starlight 14 Drive-In for the first couple of hours of this week's Those Were the Days. We'll be rocking and rolling and reminiscing, giving out some prizes, and playing some movie hits from through the years.
I'm all right. Nobody heard about me.
Solid Gold Dancers will be there as well. Don't let that scare you away. WRCO's Those Were the Days. Saturday night, we'll be in the studio a little later on with some requests and trivia. All sponsored by Vitesse Power Sports, Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Convertibles and Classics, Ash Creek Plumbing, Heating and Electric, Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Culligan Water Conditioning, Inspired Innovation Salon, Jones Chevrolet, and A&W of Boscobel.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. At a joint briefing, President Trump and UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer expressed disappointment and frustration with Russia's President Vladimir Putin over continued strikes on Ukrainian cities. ABC's Karen Travers says Starmer felt the allies must ramp up the pressure on Russia.
The president was not cleared what kind of pressure he would be willing to put on President Putin to get him to agree to a peace settlement. In fact, the pressure he was talking about was on European countries who are still purchasing oil from Russia. And at this point, it's only just a handful because most of those countries had